Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to Fort McMurray Matters, keeping you connected to our community.
Brought to you by Fort McMurray Orthodontics and Cooper & Company Law Firm
on Mix 103.7.
Welcome to another edition of Fort McMurray Matters. Good afternoon. I'm Jaron Vecchio. And joining me over the phone right now is the mayor of the regional municipality of Wood Buffalo, Don Scott. How are you doing today, Don?
Good. There's lots of challenges in the region, but we're meeting them one by one. So I'm still feeling very optimistic for the region.
There was a six-hour meeting yesterday, Mayor Scott, one of your longer ones we've had in a while, but a lot of it focusing on COVID-19 and the flood. And I guess we'll start off when it comes to property taxes. And we're seeing, a big drop when it comes to revenue. The budget itself is looking at, it was looking like 20% less revenue coming in. I know you guys are offsetting that, but is there a concern when you're seeing less revenue coming in from taxes?
No, we have an obligation to reach a 5-to-1 ratio. Now, that's complicated. It sounds complicated, but all it means is over time, we're going to be reducing the amount of tax we collect from different groups. So there's going to be shifts in taxes over time. But here's the good news. For every resident and most businesses in the municipality, we continue to have the lowest tax rates in Alberta. And almost everybody in this region, most property owners are going to see a reduction on their 2020 property tax bill. I've got to say, I've worked with a lot of different groups politically. This is one of the most conservative councils I have ever worked with in my life. And that's why you're seeing these kind of numbers. They for the 2020 tax year, there is a $168 million reduction in overall property taxes from 2019. And what that translates into is everybody benefits. A lot of people are going to see a reduction in what they pay in taxes, so that's very positive. And as we go forward, I think we still have a little bit to go because tax ratios sound complex, but we started off at what's called an 18-to-1 tax ratio. Now we're down to 7.78. We have to get down to 5. So there's still a little work to do, but we're well on the way. The good news is, we are delivering all the services that we should. The municipality continues to have the lowest tax rates in Alberta, and almost everybody is going to see a reduction in their 2020 tax bill. Now, this was done, I got to say, as a direct result of what we're seeing happen in this region. There's lots of challenges. We're seeing not only the flood that we're dealing with, we're seeing the COVID-19, we're seeing what's happening with global oil prices. There is a lot going on. So, you've got a council that's reacting to that and making sure that everybody is benefiting from at least this one issue. We want to help people out. And I got to say, industry came last night and was very supportive of what we were doing last night. They recognize that they also benefit. They need, support, essentially. And every level of government in Alberta to the feds have been supporting the oil industry, and now we are as well. So this is it's a positive step. Doesn't mean that everything's going to be perfect all of a sudden, but we're all doing what we can at this time.
Mm-hmm. With the revised budget, seeing less revenue coming in, and I think you mentioned it there, we're still going to see all the capital projects that were approved move forward. Is that correct? I believe the funds, instead of raising taxes, the decrease is going to move forward and you guys are going to take from reserves. Is that correct?
Yeah, so there's going to be money shifted over from reserves to keep things going. Now, we're reviewing the capital projects as we go forward because things are changing. And it's fairly obvious that things are changing. there was a motion brought last night that's going to be dealt with in a couple of weeks, just specifically about capital projects. But I can tell you that the province is saying, get your shovel-ready projects ready, because we are going to fund those. And we have a long list of shovel-ready projects in this region, including flood mitigation. Everybody wants to see that completed. It's been a project that's been ongoing for a large number of years, and there's obviously more work to be done. I've sent letters to the feds and to the province saying we need support on this. But it's the same budget. We're going to have to adjust based on a flood and COVID-19. There's a lot happening. I'm expecting that we're going to see more capital projects as we go forward. But, you know, it's not going to be the same as the old days. In the old days, we were building things like Mack Island. We were building things like some of the rural areas. And the rural water and sewer. Right now, we're focusing on the essentials.
When it comes to property taxes coming in and less coming in, a big chunk of that is coming from oil companies, like you had mentioned, you know, rural non-residential machinery and equipment. I think on average, they're going to be paying around $1.7 million less than last year. I know we had to get down to that 5-to-1, and the municipality has been working to make sure that all the projects, you know, continue and that we're not going to be having any struggles when it comes to that. But is there still a concern that we're seeing that big of a drop from property taxes coming from industry?
No, we specifically did that. It was a very purposeful move. We want to see everybody benefit from this. Industry is struggling right now, and we recognize that. I talked to Suncor and Syncrude on Monday, and they told me that their forecasters are saying that there's going to be a year of challenges ahead. So we need to do all we can to support them, because they support this region. I think that was pretty evident during the flood. Anybody who was around to see what they did, they supplied pumps, they supplied people to go to places like Heritage Park and make sure that Heritage Park was looked after. They support local workers and this local businesses. So if we're supporting them, they in turn can support the local economy here, which is exactly what we want.
We're going to take our first break here on Fort McMurray Matters, but don't go anywhere, as coming up after the break, we're going to continue our talk with Mayor Don Scott.
We'll return in a moment to Fort McMurray Matters.
Brought to you by Fort McMurray Orthodontics and Cooper & Company Law Firm.
On Mix 103.7. We're back to Fort McMurray Matters.
Brought to you by Fort McMurray Orthodontics and Cooper & Company Law Firm.
On Mix 103.7.
Welcome back to Fort McMurray Matters. Once again, I'm Jaron Vecchio. And if you're just tuning into the show right now, joining me over the phone is Mayor Don Scott. And before the break, we are talking about a decrease in property taxes, which means the average household in Fort McMurray is getting, you know, a little added benefit, as they're going to be paying a little less in taxes moving forward, which is definitely a positive sign right now. And Mayor Scott, just going back to your council meeting yesterday, and one of the big topics that came up was the boil water advisory. We've been getting updates over the last couple of weeks. What is the latest update right now? I know a few communities have theirs lifted. What is the timelines for Fort McMurray and the other communities that still have the advisory in effect?
Sure. So Alberta Health Services has lifted the boil water advisory for Anzac and Gregoire Lake Estates, but it remains in place for Fort McMurray and Sapre Creek Estates only. So we're making progress. Originally, as people will recall, there was a 120-day target date announced. That has been shortened by 60 days. And one of the questions I asked the council last night is, do they anticipate that could be shortened further? And they didn't want to commit on the floor on the fly, but they were optimistic that there might be further progress made. The reason that they can do that, so what AHS is asking us to do is to essentially disinfect 375 kilometers of pipe. And some of them can be done at the same time, others cannot. So that's why they think that they can make some progress on that issue.
I know that council was discussing lowering water bills for those impacted at the meeting yesterday, and that was passed. Do we know the exact amount that households are going to be, seeing a reduction?
Yep, I brought a motion at the last council meeting saying we needed to reduce the water bill. So it is going to be reduced by Now, this is for everybody. It's going to be reduced by $2.4 million. So the bills that people get for water have a fixed cost and another cost associated with them. So everybody will see a reduction if you are impacted by the boil water advisory.
Do we don't have, I guess each household is going to be a little different. Is that correct?
That's exactly right. And people are still showering and doing other things with the water. So the reduction that administration came forward with takes that into account.
So before we take our last break here, Mayor Scott, just one last topic in regards to yesterday's council meeting and when it comes to flood recovery. And I know a motion that you brought up, looking to support more local businesses during the flood recovery, as you guys passed a motion to have people have, I guess, a residential business license for at least 6 months, 180 days before the state of local emergency was declared. Maybe just talk about the need for this. And at the same time, I know legal was brought in a few times during the discussion yesterday. Can we actually do this?
Yeah, they said that the move that we made last night was within the boundaries of the law. But the reason we need to do this is because, well, I'll give you an example of exactly what happened. After the fire, we had external contractors, people that had no connection to this region, come in here, take people's deposits or do work that was shoddy and then disappear. And what I would encourage people to do, if you are impacted by the flood or if you're just hiring somebody, get somebody local. Do not hire an ambulance chasing contractor who comes into this region, takes advantage of people, and then takes off. We need to support our local economy and our local businesses. It's absolutely critical. So we did bring the motion last night to try to strengthen that. And it didn't pass unanimously. That always shocks me, but it did pass. So exactly what you described is the case. People have to live here for 180 days to be considered a local contractor prior to a state of local emergency being declared. So, you know, I would love to do more. And there's some provincial agreements that have been entered into with other provinces that kind of restrict what we can do. But, you know, what I wanted to do is whatever we can within our municipal abilities, and that's exactly what we did. It did pass. So to those colleagues who voted for it, I'm certainly grateful. We need to do more than talk about supporting local business. We actually need to back it up and do it. You know, I that's one thing that drives me crazy is when we all say, yes, let's support local business, and then we get into a vote like that and we don't all do it. You know, it's absolutely crucial that we support local business. Mm-hmm.
I know you were looking at potentially another step, and to get, or I guess, a residential business license, it's around $60. Hopefully I have that number right. And for a non-residential business license, it's, I believe, $525. So a big, difference there. I know you were trying to increase it. I know that didn't, I guess, fly right now. Is that something you're going to consider again, maybe down the road?
You know, I would love to see an external business license cost about $50,000. I think that would send the right signal to about how I feel about businesses that come in here and take advantage of people. But realistically, the legal team told us that that wasn't something we could do. So we're probably going to deal with that at some point and raise that fee. That's something that I would like to see. Right now, it's like an incentive to come to this town, and after, especially after state of local emergency, I heard story after story about how people were coming up the road, and everyone was very concerned about that, just like after the fire, same thing. So, you know, the best way to deal with this is if people would caution themselves and, you know, just make sure, like the municipality, we can control ourselves, and we're going to support local business, but we need, you know, the people in this community to do the same thing. So I would encourage everyone to do that. You know, shop local, hire local contractors at every opportunity.
We're going to take our last break here on Fort McMurray Matters, but when we come back, we're going to finish our talk with Mayor Don Scott.
We'll return in a moment to Fort McMurray Matters.
Brought to you by Fort McMurray Orthodontics and Cooper & Company Law Firm.
On Mix 103.7. We're back to Fort McMurray Matters.
Brought to you by Fort McMurray Orthodontics and Cooper & Company Law Firm.
On Mix 103.7.
Welcome back to Fort McMurray Matters. Once again, I'm Jaron Vecchio, and if you're just tuning into the show right now, joining me over the phone is Mayor Don Scott. And Mayor Scott, Councillor Keith McGrath brought a motion up at last night's council meeting in regards to a relocation pilot project, which would hopefully encourage more people to move to the region. One of the points of the motion is having the RMWB match companies when it comes to incentives of up to $5,000 for people who stay here for at least 3 years. Do you think this is the right step to hopefully encourage more people to think about living up here?
You know, it's a step. I think I think anybody who's who's listened to council meetings knows that I'm a big fan of getting more people living here. After the fire, we lost a population of about 10%, and I want to explore all options. So everything's on the table as far as I'm concerned. And once again, this didn't pass unanimously. And I struggle with that because to me, these things are obvious, but that's democracy. So we're doing a pilot project to see if we can encourage more people to live in this region. And there's going to be $5,000 attached to that. It's going to be brought forward, we think, within about 30 days. And if more time is needed, they'll certainly ask for it. But, you know, I commend Councillor McGrath for coming up with this. I think people know how I feel about camps over the years. And, you know, having 30,000 people live in camps like we did is completely unacceptable. I think the number's lower now. But let's take some active, positive steps to encourage people to live in this region. And I know that many companies have incentives. That's worked over the years. And it was talked about last night. So this is very similar to that. So let's do a pilot project, see if it can assist people relocating to the region. You know, the main focus is supporting those that already live here, but we want more people calling this home. You know, if there's a little bit of an incentive needed to get them here, then if they already have some sort of a connection here, like they're working here, then this might trigger them to do the rest. I have definitely talked to people. I guarantee I've talked to people who have said that they will take us up on this. So there was one business who said they are going to take advantage of this. So at least one person is going to move to this region. So if the pilot project achieves one family, great. If it achieves 100, perfect. So the more the better. You know, I think what we've seen what house prices are doing in this region. You know, we need to start stabilizing things in this region. One way we're going to do it is by being a little bit innovative. And this is an example of that. We cannot assume that everything we have done before is going to work because look where it's got us now. So this is a real opportunity, I see. And, you know, Councillor McGrath brought this motion forward. He and I talked a lot about it as he was developing it. I'm a big fan of it, and I hope it really succeeds.
Changing topics and a real positive sign for people impacted by the flood earlier this week is the application process opened for DRP funding, disaster relief funding. We've been getting a lot of questions just about people asking about eligibility. Can you kind of explain how this funding, or I guess who will be impacted by this funding?
Yeah, the DRP is absolutely crucial for our region, and it's going to benefit a lot of people. So the DRP program itself can help businesses, it can help homeowners, tenants, and not-for-profits. Now, it's not going to restore you to the position you were in pre-flood, but it's $100 million to help this region. It is absolutely critical. We were lobbying for it very aggressively. Deputy Mayor Allen and I were on many, many calls with the provincial government trying to make sure this happened. It's cost shared between the province and the feds. But what it does is it puts you in a functional condition. So it gets you back to a functional condition. And if you have a business, it maintains the viability of the business. So these are very, and not-for-profits, it returns you to the viability of your organization. So this is absolutely crucial. So anybody who's impacted by the flood with damage and you have uninsured losses, and that's almost everybody from what I've seen, please take advantage of this program. It's online and there's a number you can phone. The number, I'll say it, is 1-888-671-1111 or just Google it online, www.alberta.ca/disaster-recovery-programs. That will get you to the website with an overview, advice, and how to apply. There's an online application. You can apply now. It's available right now. So this is a lot of money to help people, and it's something we're big supporters of. And I really want to thank the premier, you know, the minister responsible, who's Minister Madu, and Minister Nixon, who was up here, our MLAs. And, you know, we had a support of $100 million within days of this disaster, which is exactly what we were fighting for.
All right. Well, Mayor Scott, we just have a little bit of time left. Two more things I was hoping to quickly chat a few about. I know this is something we were talking a little bit off air that you wanted to get mentioned, but when it comes to flood recovery, there is a need for volunteers to help those impacted.
Yeah, I would encourage everybody to volunteer. You know, there's a lot of people really hurting in this situation, and Fuse Social is a place you can volunteer. Another one is Samaritan's Purse. So please do consider that. The Fuse Social has a website. It's wvvolunteers.ca. Samaritan's Purse, they meet at the Fort City Church at 7:30 in the morning, between 7:30 and 7:40. You do not need any experience. You need no experience to do it. They were telling me stories about how they would have older people show up, and they put them straight to work. They'll do all the training. They've got experts in disaster recovery, so they'll help you do everything you need to help people. So please do volunteer.
All right. Well, before I let you go, Mayor Scott, I know that I'm assuming a lot of people who are going to be listening to this probably have a few questions, and there's going to be some opportunities for them today and tomorrow. Can you just share the details there?
Yeah, we have a Facebook Live today, and we always get lots of questions on that. You can ask questions on anything. We tend to get questions on the boil water advisory and the flood, and all the experts are going to be there, so I would encourage you to call in. And we have a town hall tomorrow night at 6:15, and you can register for that at rmwb.ca.
All right. Well, Mayor Scott, as always, we appreciate when you take a couple minutes out of your day. I know it's you're extra busy these days, but we always appreciate when you come on the show.
Happy to be here, and stay safe, everybody.
Now that's all the time we have for today on Fort McMurray Matters, but make sure to tune in to Mix 103.7 every weekday at noon to hear the interviews that matter to you and your community. Once again, I'm Jaron Vecchio, and this has been Fort McMurray Matters.
That's the end of another edition of Fort McMurray Matters.
Want a copy of this episode or any past episode?
Download the podcast at mix1037fm.com.